Welcome all to the FSHD Society Radio Show here as we have another great interview here with our celebration and recognition of World FSHD Day here on June 20th. And we stretch our reach into the northern part of the world here in Canada as we welcome in, and we've talked to him before, Neil Camarda from Canada, and all the great things that they're doing there. The growth has been phenomenal in that area of the world. So welcome, Neil. Thanks for being here, sharing a little bit of yourself and a little bit of what's going on there.
Thank you, Tim.
So starting off, those that may know or may not know you, obviously, as we said, you hail from Canada. You have FSHD. So the first question is, what do you wish more people knew about FSHD?
Well, I wish more people knew about you know, that there's a few of us, you know, that have this funny disease.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not killing us or anything, but it's really hurting our lifestyle. It's a rare disease. And you know, I just wish more people knew about it. I wish more people knew that, you know, a therapy is at hand, and that it really is worth, you know, getting those therapies out to our patients in Canada and the rest of the world, you know, and not having to pay $300,000 a year, right, to get them. You know, I think if we could, you know, get our muscles back and stop the decline of the disease, we could add, you know, I think FSHD people are pretty goddamn productive anyway. We'd, yes, be a lot more productive. It'd just be a good investment generally. And so I just wish more people knew about the disease and knew that we're on the brink of some really good therapies, and that we just want to make it available to everybody that has the disease.
You feel then, because of the lack of people knowing about it, I mean, it's like the second or third most common muscular dystrophy. But yet, yeah, people don't quite understand, or it gets mixed up with, is it MS? You know, there's this.
Oh, yeah. People always come back to Neil, I'm sorry you got MS. Well, like, no, I don't have MS. I have to explain it again.
Yes.
Are they more concerned about, well, I can see this, you know, well, why don't we work on cancer first? You know, there's more people with that. But, you know, I have to deal with that a lot.
Yeah,
the Project Mercury thing. So I'm kind of sensitive about that. So it's a good question. So yeah, I just wish people knew more about the disease, knew the impacts of it, knew that cure is at hand, and that we should just make it, you know, try to work hard to make it, when therapies come, mm-hmm, make it available to all Canadians and, you know,
yeah,
the rest of the FSHD planet, people on the planet.
Yeah, we don't want any stone left unturned, right? We want to hit,
exactly,
every corner,
yeah,
and every reach, yeah, of the world we can.
Yeah.
Dan, do you feel then, because you talked about that, how the passion, I mean, I could hear it in your response about, you know, having the disease and, you know, things that are challenging. For the physical aspects, you know, briefly, what is kind of the most difficult things you have to overcome physically when you're dealing with FSHD?
Yeah, well, a couple things. I mean, I don't have it too bad. I can move my hands. I can still, yeah, walk around. I'm turning 70 here pretty soon. So taking me this long to get this bad. So I'm not too bad. I mean, relative to a lot of other FSHD people. So, you know, the biggest thing is I'm a couch potato. If I was a professional NHL player or something like that,
oh, yeah,
and then couldn't play anymore, but hell, you know,
yeah,
you know, lifting a glass of wine and a glass of beer. And so that's my biggest problem. You know, I reach for a straw, that, you know, so it's that kind, yeah, of thing. So I'm not too hard done by, but just the same, I don't want to get any worse, right? As you get, mm-hmm, older, your tipping points come faster, and I just don't want to get any worse. I'd like to get my muscles back. That's
right.
My theme for this year is muscle regeneration. I want to get muscles back too. So, mm-hmm, so I that's not just for me. I mean, it'd be good for me, but my kids have it and my family has it. We're probably the biggest family in Canada with FSHD. You know, half of us are walking funny, and so you see us, so we all go to a bar, all get together. Like, oh, I know the FSHD people in the room here, so yeah. And it'd be a very good thing for my family and other Canadians. You know, I'm out and about a lot in the FSHD community. I run into so many people with the disease, and so I'm all in to get that sorted out.
Mm. Yeah, so that is a little bit then of the identity. You talked about family largest in Canada. Is that an honor, or is that the opposite?
Well, I think it's because of my mom. I talked to a clinician the other day, and my mother just, by the way, passed away not long ago. But I was talking to her. She said, and this is up in Edmonton, where my family have mostly come from. And this lady said, she said, there was this woman 20 years ago that helped create this registry. And what was her name again? It was my mom. Hey, that's my mom, you know. So my mom is really good. Yeah. And really proactive 20 years ago in getting our family members into the registry. Wow. So it may just be that we're more registered than other families. I think that's maybe it, Tim. She was very aggressive with that. She'd frog march us into clinics, you know. If you looked like you were walking funny, you were getting tested. That was it. Yeah.
Kind of grab you by the earlobe. Come here.
Exactly. Hey. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that she had the foresight that passion to kind of get registered, to see that this would help, to know that that's important. Obviously, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because you're pushing in the same direction to try to find the cure. You talk about, you know, this year's goal, you know, getting some muscle regeneration or at least stop it, right? With that.
And passing the baton on to my daughters as well. So they're running the chapter.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's kind of like the Hell's Angels, but it's FSHD chapter.
Yeah, you guys got like the leather jackets and all that, or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, we're members of a chapter. Yeah, so they're running the chapter here at Alberta. So they're continuing to work it. Yeah.
So how has that growth been? Has it been? I mean, it feels like it's gone really fast from when you started in Canada to where you are now.
Well, yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, I started just with a little foundation, you know, putting small bets into research projects here and there. And then, you know, I think I explained last time, Tim, I kind of woke up about a year ago and realized, hell, when the FDA approves something, that doesn't mean Canadians get it for free. So we lag behind typically 3 years. Like, man, I got to sort that out. So we've been really stepping on the gas to make sure we don't fall behind here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And that's now become a global thing, you know, Project Mercury accelerating, access to clinical trials and therapies. So anyway, what motivated me was making sure Canadians don't fall behind, and we're really working hard to get caught up. And it's going well. You know, we're organizing the chapters, the clinics, that kind of thing.
Talk about that. You mentioned that a couple times, and we definitely want to hit that direction because that's coming up here throughout throughout this part of the year and so forth, moving forward with goals with Project Mercury. Talk about your input in there and what you hope that is for impact in the future, that project.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking about this kind of stuff for 10 years, but it never really got much traction, you know, and now it's getting traction because here's the motivation. People, they see the therapies coming. This is a good problem to have, by the way. The therapies are coming. Volcom and others are coming forward with therapies. People want to get access. They want to get in on the clinical trials. They want to get access to the drugs, and they want to get them for free. And right. And they realize, you know, that just doesn't happen. You know, that you have to be, as patients, get organized and motivate governments to subsidize the cost of the drugs, to approve the drugs. You have to get the clinical trials set up. You need the patients around the clinical trials, sites to get organized, to go into the clinical trials. So the motivations being that all of a sudden we got therapies coming. We want to get access to those therapies or get involved in clinical trials. So it's quite different than it was 10 years ago when there wasn't really a clear line of sight on therapies coming. So it's all changed and it's all good. And the other thing is that, you know, if I had to pick my top three priorities for 2023, it's collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. There was so much kind of infighting, not infighting, but people holding their cards to their chest, whether they're researchers or clinicians in the FSHD community. It's driving me crazy, right? But now they're opening up and realizing, man, we got to work together. We got one common enemy. That's FSHD.
Yeah.
Let's not waste time and energy, fighting amongst yourselves. And so that's, I'm very glad we're moving on from that.
Yeah. Is it, so that was kind of where we're working in silos a little bit too much.
Absolutely. Whether it's researcher by researcher, clinician by clinician, or country by country, everybody was a bit insular. There's so few of us. We really need to work together.
We need that
scale.
This is a global disease. This isn't just a certain country or certain person type or anything. we yeah. have people that have been on talking about that, right? That this is a disease that doesn't know race, religion, sex, nothing. It attacks as it feels like it wants to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So with World FSHD Day, we're recognizing that kind of, wearing the orange and people doing the orange slice selfies and trying to get that kind of social awareness out there. So there's certain campaigns and this and that. How about in your neck of the woods in Canada? Is there things going on today on this day to recognize it? Plans with the chapters?
Yeah, well, first of all, every day is World FSHD Day for me. I've been mixed up with so many things, but
beautiful.
So, but June 20th is special. So we were really organized, say even a year ago to do much about it. But now we are. So we got the chapter in Ontario, and they're always really, really good at organizing events. And we got a new chapter in British Columbia and a new chapter here in Alberta. We're trying to extend that out. Mm-hmm. So once you get a chapter together and get a number of patients, you can organize the walks and that sort of thing. So those are the sort of things that we're doing on June 20th. Plus, I've got a website stood up now. It's been all juiced up by our webmasters, and we'll be able to turn that on for June 20th and come out with some interesting stuff. Promote people getting signed up for clinical trials, that sort of thing. So we're doing all the above, but we're a hell of a lot more organized for it now than we were. We got the chapters.
Yes.
So that really helps.
Huge help. Yeah. And over that, look at that big change.
Yeah. So, I can't do it by myself. You need to get the patients, engaged. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like you said, that's a good problem to have when treatments are coming, but are we ready for it? And Canada doing their part to make sure that the Canadian people are ready, but that also impacts and helps the world as well. I mean, you're kind of blazing a trail. Like if there's other parts of the world that want to see how things are done, how do you build it? And they're going to look to Canada and go, this is how they did it. Maybe we should try to do something similar. Have you gotten that kind of feedback?
Oh yeah. I mean, well, Project Mercury started at, it's a good name, but you have to call anything a project. It gets people's minds kind of crystallized.
Right.
It's a messy business. We got to go and, it's not only the chapters and the patients and the clinics and setting them up. You got to lobby with government. You got to get all of that. It's a big complicated thing. You got to do these health, kind of socioeconomic studies and yada, yada, yada. So it's a big project. It's a complicated, big project. I'm an old oil and gas engineer. I'm used to big projects. So to me, this is the same, except the moving parts are different. So I got some help on that from the FSH Society, because they've got people that are really good at managing these big projects. He's a Canadian, by the way. He's good. He works down in Kansas. So we got our mojo going here in Canada.
Yeah.
And other folks say, well, that's that pilot project, I'd like to learn more about it. So that's kind of now morphed into this bigger global Project Mercury. So that's fine. It's deal with pride, go for it. So we're kind of trial by error here, learning as we go. I think it'll be a good template for other countries and, to apply globally, Europe, UK, mm-hmm. Australia, the rest of the world, so it's one miracle at a time, getting it sorted here and then moving it out globally.
Beautiful. It sounds great. Well, thanks, Neil, for joining us today. And I know we'll talk again in the future. You're great to have on, a great guest. Always give us that good energy and good updates, what's going on in Canada. My northern friends, just when I thought I was the most north of all of us, FSHD.
We're further north than you.
You're further north. Yeah. I love the representation. Yeah, my friends in Canada, I like to say. So thanks, Neil, for joining us. Thanks for being here.
Okay, take care, Tim. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, bye.